you want to go to a movie?
This afternoon?
Sure, why not?
Because I'm going someplace else.
Where? Hey, can I come in?
Well, if you want to. Something wrong?
Boy, you look great.
You don't have to act so surprised.
No kidding. You really do.
Thank you.
There's a good show playing at the Majestic. Where are you going?
To a tea. One of the sororities is giving it over June Decker's house. You remember June Decker? Well, she's an Omega Psi at State now.
Oh. Alpha Rho has invited me to a smoker. Boy, those fraternities are really zeroing in. We got a whole semester left, and they've got just about every sharp guy in class tab.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
When is your smoker?
Tomorrow. But I'm not going.
Fraternities are pretty important at State.
Yeah, but I might not go to State. I might not go to college.
And then again, you might. Besides, everyone else is going. Oh, listen, I've got to run. I don't want to be late.
Okay.
You could take me out tonight if you wanted to. There's a party at Betty Parker's house. Nothing fancy, just a get-together. A lot of the college kids will be there.
All the same to you,
I really do want to go. But then I don't want to go without a date. And with all those college boys there...
Say no more. Very glad to take you.
Pick me up at 7?
Right. Jean? You really do look great.
Hello, Mike. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, Christmas vacation.
Well, it seems like ages ago. Oh, Bobby, I want you to meet Jean Pearson. I told you about Jean.
Hello, Jean.
Hi.
And this is Mike Douglas.
Good to know you, Mike.
Oh, hi.
I want you to meet my house guest from school. She's a dream.
A cigarette?
Oh, no thanks. I don't smoke.
Now, you a senior too, Mike?
Yeah. Graduate this June.
I guess you're looking forward to it. I remember I sure did.
Boy, I'll say.
Coming to State?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether I'll go to college.
Not at all?
Well, I haven't really decided yet. You know, I've been so busy with...
Excuse me, Mike. There's someone I want to talk to.
Oh, sure.
And now it's the fourth quarter. Fourth down. 18 yards to go. Minute and a half to play. All of a sudden, here comes this beautiful pass. 26-22. Oh, hi. I don't think we've met. I'm George Collingwood.
Oh, Mike Douglas.
How are you, Mike? Do you know these two men?
Oh, Chuck and Bozo? Sure, I go to school with them.
Are you a senior?
Yeah, I graduate in June.
Well, sit down. Bentley and Charles and I were just talking about fraternity before we got off onto football. Have you done any thinking about fraternity, Mike?
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to college.
Oh. Well, gee, I hope you decide to. It's a great life.
Yeah, I guess so.
You say your dad was a KAG, is that right, Bentley?
He was president of his chapter.
What year was that?
1941.
I might go. I haven't decided I won't.
How about you, Charles?
Well, my father didn't go to college. I'm going to be the first one out of our family to go, I guess.
Well, I think you really like it.
Hi. My name is Art Landis.
No, Mike Douglas.
I just met your date. She's a real doll. I asked her who the lucky guy was, and she pointed over here. How long have you been going together?
About all of our lives.
You going to get married in college? A lot of kids do. You're both seniors, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, but I might as well tell you.
Was
right
that
now...
one S or two S's in Douglas?
Well, it's one.
The KAG's having a little get together tomorrow. Why don't you drop by? I'd like you to meet some of the other brothers.
Well, I.
Anybody going steady with a girl as cute as Jean must be pretty sharp.
Well, yeah, I'd like to.
Smoke?
Oh, no, thanks. I don't. I'm in training.
What for?
Track.
Oh, now your name rings a bell. You're pretty darn good at track, aren't you?
Oh, I could buy.
That KAG meeting tomorrow is at 4 o'clock. Why don't I pick you up?
Well, that'll be fine. Art?
How's the marshmallow supply?
Holding up fine, Benny.
You want to go now, Mike?
Well, it's still early.
That's what I told her.
Mike and I were just getting acquainted. Somebody who's going to be a track star at State has got to be a KAG. Right, Betty?
Right. Just give to me a KAG, and I'll leave my home and mother.
His pin to wear, and I won't care to ever meet another. Yes, I'll be through to the gold and blue. I'll be okay.
Who's there?
Mike Douglas. I live here.
Oh, good morning. Hey, you're running a little late, aren't you?
I'm on vacation.
Oh, vacation? Well, that's right. You're between semesters, aren't you?
What?
I said, never mind. How's the party?
Hey, I'm going to college.
You're what?
I've decided to go to college.
Well, that figures. Anything to get out of some work around here.
Oh, that's fine, Mike.
What?
I say, I'm glad you figured it out that way. That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, that was a kind of a quick decision, wasn't it? I mean, how'd that come about?
Well, I've been thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of afraid you were going to make a career out of thinking about it.
I'll probably be a KAG.
The what?
KAG. Kappa Alpha Gamma. It's only the most important fraternity at State.
Oh, you're, decided to go to State, huh?
Sure.
Well, you certainly aren't wasting any time, are you? I mean, you got school all picked out, even the fraternity.
Well, actually, they have to pick me out, but, I'm pretty sure it's all set up. Say, Dad?
Mm-hmm?
Would you be interested in knowing I only got $2 in my wallet?
No, not particularly.
No. I'm going out tonight. Art Landis has got me a date.
Who?
What?
Never mind.
Yes, I'll be true to the gold and blue of dear old KAG. Yahoo!
Like the guys were trying to explain to you this afternoon at the party, when you're a KAG, you're somebody. You're not just a leftover person. The world is full of leftover people. But when you're a KAG, you've got a bunch of brothers behind you that'll back you no matter what you do. You've got a place, an identity.
What do you have, kids? What are you going to have?
Oh, well, I don't know. What do you want?
Oh, just some coffee, I guess.
Nothing but coffee? Are you sure?
I ate a lot of popcorn at the movie.
Okay, if you're sure you really don't want anything else.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think I'll splurge and have a cheeseburger and a chocolate milkshake.
Well, that does sound good, doesn't it? I'm really not hungry, but maybe I will have a cheeseburger, too. And make that a coffee malt. Oh, and some French fries, too. You can help me eat the potatoes. I just want a taste. Don't you just love French fries with a cheeseburger?
Be with you in a minute, kid.
Hi, George boy.
Oh, hi, Art.
Where have you been?
Omega Psi party.
I think I've met your pretty date before, but I don't remember where.
Oh, this is Jean Pearson.
Last night at Betty Parker's house?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget that? Mike, hello, you know Steve. George Collingwood.
Oh, sure. Hi, Mike. How goes it? Yeah, this is Jean Pearson.
I know.
Hello, Jean.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, this is Susie Carter.
Hello, George, sweetheart. How do you do, Jean? Hello.
Well, now that we all know each other, why don't we sit down? How was the party?
Oh, pretty good.
Was Bobby there?
Yeah. Where'd you all go tonight?
To see a show.
Oh, was it very good?
pretty dark.
Before I thought I might take engineering. My dad's an engineer. Is the engineering school at State any good?
Well, it's supposed to be the best. I really don't know too much about it.
Closing in 5 minutes. Thanks a lot, kid.
Thank you.
Why don't you send for the catalog of the engineering school? You could probably make your mind up a lot better if you knew a little more.
Yeah, I'll do that. Just write to the university.
Is anything wrong, Mike?
Huh?
You look funny. Do you feel all right?
Oh, I feel fine. Great.
Well,
you get all hump-shouldered sitting that way.
I know. Terrible habit.
So I just got to have some extra money.
How much did you borrow from Jean?
$5.
$5?
Well, this girl was eating like she just discovered food, so what could I do?
Could be something happened anyway. Well, here's the money to pay Jean back, but as for any extra money, I think your new friends might as well get to know you as you usually are. Broke.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you do the pillows, Mike?
Well, how am I ever going to get along in college? That's what I want to know.
Well, you might get yourself a part-time job.
Gee, it must be awful hard to go to college and work, too, with all the activities.
Yeah, well, plenty of fellas do it. Why don't you ask one of your fraternity friends about it?
Yeah, maybe.
Do your pillows over here, will you, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the number of hours you can work will depend on how heavy a study load you carry.
Oh, sure.
What are you going to major in, Mike?
Huh?
I guess you haven't had too much chance to give that much thought, huh? One decision at a time. I mean, you're deciding to go to State. I'm sure you've given that a great deal of thought.
Well, yeah. I decided that I didn't want to be a leftover person. I want to be a somebody.
Well, I guess I can't blame you for that, Mike. Nobody wants to be a, as you say, leftover person. But I hope you know that being a somebody doesn't just happen automatically because you get a degree.
Oh, I know.
Or wear a fraternity pants.
Well, not everybody gets to be a KAG.
I realize that, but that alone doesn't make it desirable, does it?
Well, don't you want me to be in a fraternity?
Well, sure I do, Mike, if that's what you want. But we have plenty of time to talk about that. I think there are much more important decisions to be made if you really want to go to State next year.
Well, sure I want to go. I'm having a great time with a great bunch of guys who don't treat me like a kid. And I don't know why you're always knocking fraternities.
Oh, come on now, Mike. What have I said against fraternities?
Well, I'll be pretty happy if I get to be a KAG.
Why don't you go and pay Gene the money you owe him?
Yeah. Thanks, Dad. Oh, what do you think I ought to wear tonight? My sport coat or my blue suit?
Are you going to the mixer?
Sure. Art's getting me an invitation.
I hear it's going to be a nice party. Some of the college boys might even wear tuxedos.
No kidding. Oh, boy, I'm really looking forward to it. Hey, why don't you answer the phone?
I'm busy.
Busy warping your mind. Hello? Hold on a second. I'll see. Mike! He's not here. Okay, I'll tell him. Bye. Where's Mike?
Next door. What do you think?
Well, when he comes back, tell him Art called and said the party's too big already and he couldn't get Mike an invitation.
What?
Hi, George. Susie.
Oh, hello there, Mike.
Hi, Betty. Bob.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mom.
Is Jean here yet?
Jean Pearson? I don't believe she's coming.
She isn't?
Well, I don't think so.
Oh, I wonder why not.
Bobby, this is one of my very favorite songs. Would you dance with me?
Sure, honey. Excuse us, Mike.
Oh, sure. nice party.
Yeah.
I don't see many of my friends here. I mean, from high school.
Well, not too many of them were invited.
Oh, I guess it's a pretty special party, huh?
Yeah, it's one of the last ones.
Well, that's why I figured practically everybody would be here.
Well, a few people are dropped every day.
Dropped?
Well, yeah, we can't entertain every high school senior in town forever. We'd go broke.
Yeah, I guess so.
Besides, we'll meet them all again in the fall anyway, during official rush.
Do sororities do that, too?
Do what?
Drop people?
Well, sure they do. But pre-rush doesn't mean a whole lot. Just gives us a chance to meet...
Is that why Gene isn't here?
Gene who?
Gene Pearson. You couldn't have forgotten her. You're always making a big fuss about her.
Well, I've met so many people this week, Mike.
I better ask Betty Parker.
Mike, that's none of your business. You'll just make...
Look,
them...
I don't think they ought to drop Jean. She's no leftover person.
Mike, you're not even supposed to be here. Look, it's embarrassing enough for me already. The guys are going to want to know why you came. You make a fuss over some girl, it's going to make it that much worse.
Well, you invited me.
I know, but I called your house this afternoon.
You mean I've been dropped?
Well, you don't understand what it means to be dropped. It's not as terrible as it sounds.
I know what it means. It means you guys get together after every one of your parties and decide who you want and who you don't want. Like a bunch of vultures. Yeah, like a bunch of snob vultures. Oh, I know what it means, all right. Well, excuse me for goofing up your big deal mixer. But let me tell you something. After seeing the way you guys operate, I'm glad I'm a leftover person. I thought you were going out.
I was. I still am. I'm running a little late.
I got home early.
Yeah, I see you.
I went to that mixer. Boy, what a bunch of snobs. You ought to be glad you didn't go. You know they just drop people whenever they feel like it, without even saying anything? For any reason. Because you don't have enough money. Or you drive too old a car. Or, well, any reason. Let me tell you, sometimes they drop the wrong people. I got burned up and walked out. No, sororities aren't any better either.
I guess they have to work that way.
This afternoon, when I talked to you about the mixer, you didn't say anything. I thought you were going.
What was I supposed to say?
I don't know. I'm hungry. You want something?
Sure.
I'll bake the cake today. Coconut.
Sounds good.
Hey, how come you're here? You knew I wasn't supposed to be home tonight.
Mike, I asked Jean to come over and help me. We've been calling around trying to catch you before. Well, so you didn't find out the way you did. Tell Bob I won't be too late, huh? Well, it looks like we have a visitor.
Who is it?
I don't know. He got out of a new convertible.
I'm getting out of here.
Mike. I guess he's here to see you, huh? You know, I'm a little hungry myself. Come on, Jeannie, I'll have a piece of cake with you. Better answer the door, Mike. Hello?
I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes if I could.
What about?
Well, may I come in? I'd like to explain something to you. I, more or less, was your sponsor at the fraternity. I want to explain to you why you were dropped.
No, you don't have to.
I know I don't have to. I didn't have to come all the way over here from the dance either. Now, do you want to hear it or don't you?
Okay. Go on.
All right. Now, I know what you've been thinking about us, but you're wrong.
How do you know what I'm thinking?
Just let me finish, okay? The guys decided that you aren't serious enough about going to college. You don't seem to have any other reason for going except living it up. We all like to do that, but that's not the reason we're going to state. State has its playboy types like any other college. But we like to keep them out of KAG because they can ruin the house.
Well, all you ever talk about is having fun. I mean, you're giving parties all the time.
Well, we're on vacation. And we're pre-rushing. But we try to get a chance to talk to each one of the rushees about his plans and what he hopes to get out of college. Well, Mike, you don't seem to have any plans.
Well, I just decided to go to college the other night.
I know. And if you do attend state in the fall, KAG definitely wants to talk to you again. Get a chance to know you better. You'll probably know more about what you want then. Well, who knows? Maybe you won't want us. Okay?
Okay.
No hard feelings?
No.
I always feel so rotten when something like this happens. I'm beginning to think that it can't be helped. People always get hurt when things move so fast. If you define the word rush.
Art? Thanks.
I would like to see her again in the fall. Why don't you drop me a line? You know my address.
Yeah, I will.
So long, Mike.
Well, I've always liked history. It's really fascinating. Don't you think so?
Oh, yes. It gives you a darn good fix on the future.
Well,
I guess I'd better take off.
Was that your state catalog?
Uh-huh.
You mind if I look it over?
No, not at all.
You know, that Art Landis is a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, he sure is.
Well, I'll see you kids later. Good night.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Mr.
Duckman. I see what they got in the way of engineering. Electrical engineering. Mm-hmm.